Yo, what's up, everybody? Another podcast episode. Today's episode is called Keep It On A Low. Whatever you're doing, it's better to keep it on a low than to tell everybody what you're doing. When you tell everybody what you're doing, you put yourself in a position that could lead you to have your back against the wall. You never want to be in a position where you have your back against the wall, because you give the other person the upper hand. You give other people the upper hand over your life, because then people know how to manipulate you. They're seeing your every move. They're seeing this, they're seeing that. So the best thing to do, my friends, is to keep it on the low, whatever that is. If it's your dream, your ambition, your goals, it's better to keep it on the low. Keep it under the carpet. You know what I mean? One thing that I like doing now, I like to bring things to people's attention when it's already a finished product, when things are already done, you know. But if you can even just keep whatever you can on the low, keep it on the low. A lot of people, they come out, they're dating a person for probably, I don't know, a couple months, and they come out now, oh, we're dating, right? What happens now, you know, John sees that, Erica sees that, okay, this person's in a relationship, let's see how we can mess it up, right? Because not everyone's happy for you, not everybody will be happy for you either when you find yourself in a happier space or find yourself in an area where you're doing much better than you once were. Because a lot of people are very bad-minded indeed, you know. So again, the best thing that any of us can do is to keep it on the low. Keep your stuff on the low. That's one thing. That's a lesson that I had to teach myself. And now I'm just telling you guys to keep it on the low. It's not worth. I know sometimes we get excited and we want to tell the world what's going on. But we have to understand the world that we're living in right now. Most people aren't happy for you. Most people aren't trying to clap when you're winning. They want to clap when you're down. So what you want to do is know who your friends are. Know who you're immediately surrounding yourself around, so that you know how to move accordingly. Right? So again, thank you guys for tuning into this little podcast, and share it with your friends, your family, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife. Let's continue to change lives. Peace.